All right, welcome back to Mercer County High School. Golden Eagles for the second year in a row, the tournament champions of the Lincoln Trail Conference Tournament in boys basketball. Talking with Mercer County head coach Tim Seedam. So you play a team tonight that entered winning 18 straight. You snap an 18-game winning streak for Princeville. Lead from wire to wire. I thought a pretty impressive performance tonight. So just kind of your initial reaction to the effort your group put on the floor tonight in the tournament championship game here tonight.
I'll start off on the defensive end. Every dude locked in and engaged, knowing their assignment and getting it done. If I'm going to nitpick, there might be a couple of loose ball rebound possessions that I think we should have come away with the ball. But when you're talking to a team with the firepower that they have offensively, to hold them, I think it was 15 at the half,
yeah,
and 44 total in the game. Like that's high level stuff. What our guys did on the defensive end, I'm really, really proud of that. On the offensive end, I think honestly there was a few things that we kind of let go that I think we had opportunities to score and didn't. Later in the game, like our guys got away from some of our sets and actions and were making really good basketball plays out of space when they were running around trapping and getting out of position and out of what they wanted to do. Yeah.
Well, I think for the second, game in a row now, you give up 44, but really I think that's a little inflated with how, at the end of the game they're playing helter-skelter, and that's kind of the same way with Anawan, where they scored a vast majority of their points in the fourth quarter down the stretch when the game's kind of out of reach, where they're just going a million miles an hour trying to make things happen on both ends of the floor. But like you said, 44 tonight overall, 7 in the first, 15 at half, 25 through 3, and you mentioned when we talked with you pregame you wanted to keep Tucker Sennett in check. He finishes with 7. I think he got one open 3 and he made it, but I think he had one clean look. He got fouled on a mid-range jumper and made that, and then his other 2 points from the free throw line. So specifically the matchup with him, you did a pretty nice job slowing him down. What were some of the keys you thought to the matchup there, holding him to just 7?
Well, two big things, like the two-headed monster that we have with William Fredrickson and Jude Hoffman. Both those guys are incredible athletes that we have, and they just bought in mentally and did their job at a high level. I don't know, like, again, being critical, we might not have guarded one of the ball screens great out of the half where he got the and one, but that kid, like I said, he's like one of the best spot up shooters, I would say, in the area, that if you get him an open look, like I don't know what his actual percentage is, but I feel like it's 50-50. That thing's going in, I feel like, every time he shoots it. So just our two guys locking him up was phenomenal. And then the weak side defense, just knowing where they're at on screens and being engaged as well. So then the other piece, like our bench, like them being engaged tonight, just talking, so everybody on the court hears and knows where that kid is at. So our entire bench is talking, sets that they're running, and everything that they're doing. And then the last piece is, like, you look at the crowd that we have in here tonight, a championship game here at Mercer County, and we got the gold jerseys out for the championship game, and the crowd was rocking, and just, I think all of the pieces we're talking about had a big piece into that.
Well, you said a great crowd. We're getting a picture taken up here again. We did that last year, right? So, the thing, too, about this game tonight, the team you played, Princeville, is a team that when the calendar flips to March, I think that they will still be alive in the postseason. I think that's a team that definitely has a chance to make a run to the Sweet 16 or deeper in 1A in Princeville. And I think tonight is a really quality team that you played and got a win. So just a little bit of the competition level of the team you played tonight.
So I might have lost track of what the conversation was with all the chaos with people around here right, taking pictures. I felt embarrassed because I in my Stanley Cup in the picture, and the coaching staff gives me a hard time about that, so we had to get another one without that Stanley Cup. The piece of what you're talking about, how good Princeville is, like, they're good. And, like, in our conference, like, I think we have several teams in 1A that can make a deep run. And I was joking around with maybe it was Kratz and another Princeville fan, and I told him, like, I want tonight. Give me tonight. And then, like, Tuesday, let the cards fall where they may. But then like, postseason, I think they have a shot to make a really, really deep run. And I will be following that team and tracking that through the postseason because I think they got a lot of really good pieces. I think they're really well coached. And I'd do anything I can to help those guys out later in the season because I want to see them get down to Champaign.
Well, you mentioned the postseason thrill, and we talked about the atmosphere a little bit here. It was a great, you know, it felt like a postseason-type game, definitely a conference tournament championship type environment in here tonight. And when you look to the postseason, I know it's a couple weeks away, still need another big game with Princeville Tuesday, but I think when you look at the subsectional locally, there's a lot of good teams. You look at the top four in whatever order you want to put them, Rockridge, Mercer County, I think Sherrard, Macomb, they got a big win over Rock Falls tonight. Kewaunee, after Mercer County beat them, has kind of got on a roll down the stretch of the season, too. So you're going to see, you know, teams like Princeville that are, you know, that quality when you get to the postseason. So tonight, you know, I think a nice kind of maybe prelude to that, some help getting a quality opponent like this to play this late in the season, especially twice.
No, absolutely. Like getting them to play them back-to-back with what they do and knowing our guys have to be on their game at every second of the game against them, it helps us prepare at a high level. And when you talk about, like, postseason, we're 2 weeks away. I'm not putting a lot of stock into that until, you know, we get our assignments and who we're going to play, and that's coming out next week. But I think we're doing our job at a high level right now to where people should look at us a little bit.
And I think one more kid I kind of want to highlight tonight. Now, Carson Bolin's finished with 8, and all of his 8 points were in the second half, and they all were kind of on similar plays where they were either kind of rebound putbacks or he got a loose ball and scored it at the basket. And we've talked about him kind of throughout the season where if you can get the production from him that he's, you know, night in, night out, he's, I think, becoming more and more consistent as the season progresses. I mean, 8 points from him off the bench, those were big 8 points when the game was still kind of hanging in the balance. I think a couple of his baskets came when they made that initial run in the second, or early in the second half, where I think they cut it to 6. So another nice night for your sixth man, and in the postseason, you need contributions from kids off the bench, and that's, I think, a nice thing that's trending throughout the season for you here as you turn the calendar to February.
And just looking at what he's done all year, like, when he gets in the game, he plays extremely hard and does a nice job for us. But the big thing is, like, it could have been early or easy for him when you look at what happened in the first half. Like, okay, we got a bump call on him on the defensive end that I thought could have been a shove off offensively, and then a moving screen on the other end where I didn't see that. I have to watch back on film, but we pick up 2 fouls in the first half. He could have easily checked out. But that kid kept it on his head on and came in and had a huge second half for us. So you're saying 8 points in the second half. And I think, I don't know his exact minutes in the first half, but picking up that second foul diminished what he normally gets. And he kept his head on and knew the next opportunity is coming, and I'm gonna take it, and he did.
All right, and just can you kind of, now this is back-to-back years where you've won the conference tournament title, and I think the biggest loss of Mercer County leaving the Lincoln Trail is I think this is such a fun day, the last day of the LTC tournament. So can you kind of quantify what it means winning this thing 2 years in a row as you kind of now head out of the conference? But it was a fun couple of nights last year and this year. I just think it's such a fun end to kind of it's not the end of the regular season, but it's kind of the last, like, really great atmosphere you get. It's kind of a fun event, I think.
Well, let's start with the trophy. I'm looking down there. We got Joe Hanlon down there, our assistant that I've known for a long time, and he's holding the trophy. That thing is awesome.
Like, it's great.
It's not like a normal trophy where you just got a plaque. Like, we got a gold basketball with all the tradition of the LTC on there. Like, the LTC, they do that the right way.
Yep, absolutely.
The tournament bracket and what it is, like, with pool play, with the number of teams, like, it builds exactly like you said to the championship Saturday, and this is a cool, cool day. Kind of hats off there to our AD, Mr. Murray, down there that did a phenomenal job running that here in Mercer County this week. But, like, for us, we don't have that tournament. Like, a lot of teams, the last maybe tournament they get is an MLK tournament, maybe. So having this at the way it is, I think, is awesome. And I'm just glad Mercer County, you know, they get to put the last 2 stamps on there before we exit.
Well, and just kind of wrapping up, I think tonight, like you said, you got to host the tournament. And today, you know, like you said, the pool play stuff. You get to today, though, and it was a packed gym in here tonight. So just overall, I'm sure you're pretty proud. And like you said, looking down there at your kids taking the picture with the trophy, got to be a pretty rewarding night tonight as you win a conference tournament championship, I assume.
No, it is. And just our guys buying into each other, caring for one another, making the right play for each other. Like, they truly like each other, and they want to see everybody be successful. And when you got that going on, your team is going to be highly successful. And these guys do it the right way, and I'm super proud of all these guys.
All right. Hopefully we break out the gold uniforms a couple more times, right?
Let's go.
All
championship
right.
Goal, baby.
56-44, the final, Mercer County over Princeville. Coach Eden, nice going tonight. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Ty.
All right, more coming up on WRMJ after this.